We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking Steelers in advance of Jack Sorensic, the Fan pre- and post-game Pirates host, joining us on trade deadline today. He'll be in studio from 12 to 2, but we wanted to talk a little bit about the start of Steelers camp, and Kevin Colbert was on with the morning show today and was asked about Martavis Bryant and just kind of said, we'll see. Not a lot of optimism, not a lot of pessimism, just a we'll see. And he's out, Coates is out. The Hunter kid has kind of had a chance to shine a little bit and has taken advantage of it so far.
Well, he's the type of player that's going to look good in these kind of workouts. I mean, he's fast. He's big, 6'4". So when you get guys, you know, you're kind of your all weight room or all workout team, he's going to
fit. He passes the eye test.
Yeah, he's going to fit that description. I wouldn't look at him as a candidate to make the roster if he didn't impress in these types of practices and in this
setting.
Here's
a guy that he's getting an opportunity, though, and he's taking advantage of it. There's something to be said for that,
and
right?
I think there's also something to be said about, you know, if you look at Justin Hunter's career in the NFL, the types of teams and the types of quarterbacks he's been around, which is to say that really up until this point, he hasn't had the opportunity to work with somebody that is looked at as a true franchise quarterback. I mean, last year in Buffalo, it's Tyrod Taylor, who can beat you with his legs, but not really with his arm. You know, the year before that in Tennessee, dealing with a rookie in Marcus Mariota. Year before that in Tennessee, really, you know, shuffling quarterbacks in and out, whether it's Charlie Whitehurst or Zach Mettenberger. I mean, this guy,
done nothing here.
This guy really, at 26, this is the first chance he's going to get to be around a real quarterback that you can compete for championships with. And I firmly believe that for the most part, quarterbacks make the wide receivers. And I do think it's possible that Justin Hunter's career up until this point has been a function of him not being around quarterbacks who can take advantage of what he does well, and that's stretch the field. He is a big play wide receiver. He averaged 19 yards per catch last year, and if he had qualified, he would have been in the top 10 for wide receivers in yards per catch.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, I guess Ben was in the news on Friday doing a lot of one-on-one interviews, including with Ed Bouchette of the PG, our Steelers insider, and I don't think really said anything new other than the fact that he's in a year-by-year mode at this point, Andrew, and we're going to do the Ben Roethlisberger show again this season with us, year five, and I'm sure we'll talk about that the first time we have him on. I think he is absolutely serious when he's talking about wanting to be a good husband and father for his young children, and I think this the concussion, the CTE stuff, I'm sure got to him, impacted him like it probably did a lot of different players. This latest test results saying, 110 of 111 NFL players studied had this brain disease, even though the people who sent the family members who sent these players' brains in probably thought there was something wrong. So I'm sure there was some little bit of bias in the testing. But I think that, Ben wants to be healthy down the road. And I've said it many times. I think Heath Miller really opened his eyes, walking away probably a year early. He could have played another year, but he's walking away healthy, and I think Ben wants to do that. Having said all that, I still anticipate, my belief is he'll play this year and at least two more. He said, I could retire in 5 years or I could retire after this year. I'm going to take it as it comes, and I think a lot depends on his health.
You know, with Ben, he used to spend, the day that he would pick to talk about the season at training camp, when he would do these sit-down interviews, I mean, it was not long ago where you would hear things come out of his mouth like, I want to win 5 championships. I want to be the guy that wins 5 titles. I want to pass Terry Bradshaw. I want to be remembered as the winningest quarterback in NFL history in the Super Bowl era. And part of me thinks, Ron, that even though he's a competitive guy, part of me thinks that that dream has died for him. That the idea
he's
now...
He's running out of time to win three more Super Bowls, that's for sure.
You just don't hear him talk that way anymore. And I think it's partly because he is going year to year, but I also think...
He definitely wants to win one more here.
But I also think it's because... I mean, he is talking like a guy that sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Where anyone that has been around people that are retirement age in any profession, you can tell when that person is making plans for what they're going to do when this chapter of their life ends. And that's how
Especially
he sounds to me.
In his case, he's rich beyond his wildest dreams. He's financially set. His family's financially set. He doesn't need more money. Everybody wants more money. He doesn't need it. I still think he's going to want to play, though, unless now he has some sort of serious injury this year. I think that could change everything. Or if the team somehow underachieves or Le'Veon Bell is gone or whatever, I think he thinks as long as he can win another title, he's going to play at least for a couple more years. But I do think he's serious about everything that goes into thinking about this. And he's the one that on our show with him 2 days after the season, I remember asking him, Ben, what do you look forward to the next year? And that's when he kind of goes, well, guys, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm coming back. And everybody was stunned then. I don't think we're so stunned now he's talking about that.
I think that if they won a championship this year, I think I could see him riding off into the sunset and pulling a Peyton Manning and saying, I'll go out on top that way.
Maybe.
I did it, and I won my third championship.
But then all of a sudden you win three and you have everybody coming back. You think you might be able to win another.
And I hear that, Ron, but I don't get that Brett Favre, Tom Brady, you're going to have to pry the ball out of my hands and tell me basically that I can't play anymore.
Who was it over the weekend? Did Russell Wilson say he wants to play 25 years?
Yeah. I just don't.
But Ben did that early on in his career. I want to play as long as I can. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, his priorities changed.
Well, he's had three young kids.
I think his priority. I don't think it's lip service. I don't think he is still, I believe, motivated and charged up to play football. But it's not the biggest thing in his life anymore. So
no, it is not.
For Tom Brady, sure. I think being a quarterback is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year job where there is not a day. It's like Crosby. I don't think there's a day that goes by where Sidney Crosby isn't driven and motivated to win a Stanley Cup. And everything he basically does
and work to
is
be better to do it.
Yeah. And that's not my way of saying I think Ben is lazy or lethargic or isn't working as hard, but I just don't think he's driven in the same way as some of those other guys anymore, that all they do is eat, sleep, and breathe their sport. I just don't think that that's the case with Ben. I don't.
All right, we want to hear from you, Steeler fans. Any initial impressions to the start of training camp? Still no official word on a contract for Mike Tomlin, although everybody believes it's coming, just as they believe it's coming for Kevin Colbert as well. Any initial thoughts of the injuries? Are you worried about James Conner a little bit? I am. Now Andrew describes his hit. The hit he took is what? Hellacious? I repeat, what was Ray Lewis's hit on Rashard Mendenhall? They said that was like a car accident hit.
That looked career-threatening.
That Mendenhall, never really knew what hit him. It was clean, just brutal, but clean. Football's a brutal game. All right, we want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. We're Cookin' Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.